From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. A weakening storm system in the Gulf of Mexico is allowing ships to head back to the area above BP's blown-out well. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports the weather is blamed for delaying the operation by at least a week.
Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says the intricate process of reassembling the drilling operation in the Gulf is now underway. He says ships have their own schedules for getting away from a storm and coming back online.
Each vessel has its own threshold based on the number of people that are on board, the speed of advance, what they have to do to prepare to leave. And it actually becomes a call with the local company and the people that are in charge of those vessels because safety of personnel is paramount. And so we're going to be playing a cat and mouse game for the remainder of the hurricane season.
Weather forecasts call for storm conditions to push oil onto some beaches while pulling it away from others. Choppy seas could also help spread the oil slick and break up tar balls. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
There is great concern for several communities downstream from the Lake Delhi Dam in Iowa. The National Weather Service says the dam in the eastern part of the state has failed, posing the threat of severe flooding in Hopkinton and Monticello. Water has caused a 30-foot gap in the dam. Officials have called off the search for four people whose plane crashed into Lake Michigan yesterday. The Coast Guard says it's unlikely they'd find anyone still alive more than 24 hours after the plane went down. It was on a medical flight. The pilot was rescued shortly after the crash. Air conditioners are going full force in many eastern states thanks to a brutal heat wave that is being blamed for at least one death. NPR's Allison Key says a 20-year-old Maryland man's death is being linked to the heat and humidity.
It's so hot on the streets of Washington, D.C., it's hard to breathe the sweltering humid air, and the withering weather may have already caused one death in Maryland, where a 20-year-old man went into cardiac arrest while biking. The National Weather Service has issued a heat advisory for a swath of states ranging from the deep south to lower New England. D.C. Fire EMS spokesman Pete Pieringer urges people to check on the elderly who are especially affected by this weather.
Pay attention to your neighbors, especially those that may be infirmed or have mobility issues or maybe a little bit older.
Pieringer says people ought to slow down a bit, stay hydrated, and if one exercises, he suggests doing so early in the morning or later in the evening so it's not so hot. The weather is extremely dangerous, he says, and people should try to stay indoors in air conditioning if possible. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
A search is underway for two U.S. troops who left their compound in eastern Afghanistan yesterday and did not return. NATO says it's using vehicles and aircraft in the search. An Afghan official says one may have been killed and the other taken hostage by the Taliban. Also today, five more U.S. troops died in roadside bombings in southern Afghanistan. From Washington, this is NPR. President Obama is trying to shore up support in the Democratic Party's left wing, which is disappointed with the pace of change in Washington. In a video played at the annual Netroots convention, Mr. Obama urged the activists and bloggers to keep making their voices heard. He acknowledged their disappointment in the speed of winding down two wars and the failure to create a government option in health care. Mexican authorities say the body count at a drug cartel mass grave near the industrial city of Monterrey has increased to at least 51, and James Bleers reports they're searching for more.
The discovery of the corpses, some of which were burned before being buried, followed an anonymous tip-off. Mexican officials say the grisly search is now being extended to three more adjoining pits. Extensive forensic tests are being done to try to identify the increasing sets of remains. Monterrey is Mexico's main industrial center and has attracted industry and business from all around the world. It's also become a battleground between competing drug cartels for multi-million dollar narcotics routes into the United States. Mexico's drug war continues to rage without abatement. The Attorney General, Arturo Chavez, has confirmed that more than 7,000 people have been killed by the cartels so far this year. For NPR News, I'm James Bleers in Mexico City.
A festival celebrating techno music turned tragic in Germany. At least 17 people were killed and dozens hurt when a stampede started in a tunnel at the Love Parade Music Festival near Dusseldorf. Police were trying to prevent thousands more from getting into the festival, but they're not sure what triggered the chaos. Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.